Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
This is Another Money Show. Get set for another hour of the latest financial information and economic news affecting your bottom line. JR and Anthony are committed to helping more Americans like you optimize their income, reduce their tax risk, and reach financial freedom. So let's start the show. Here are your hosts, Anthony Correo and JR Rochford.
Here we are, your hosts, Anthony Correo and J.R. Rochford, taking a break from our day-to-day as financial advisors with Rochford & Associates, a fully independent, fourth-generation family office right here in the greater Phoenix area, to bring you information you may not find on those other financial shows. We're aware the last thing you need is another money show, but we appreciate you being here. And apparently we're not like the other radio shows. Jared, how many did you listen to this weekend? You said 11.
I listened to 11 different shows.
You have better things to do on Labor Day weekend?
I do not. I spent my Labor Day laboring, so this show would be really, really good today. So 11 different shows. And you know what I noticed about all 11 shows?
Tell me.
They're very financial. I heard about buy and hold, and I heard, you know, they don't call it that anymore, but I heard about, you know, missing the best 10 days in the market. You know what I didn't hear? I didn't hear the stuff that we bring to people. And, you know, I mean, I keep saying this. I say this week after week. Am I looking forward to the day that we go back to traditional financial planning? You know, rule of 100. We're going to take your date of birth and we're going to help you. We can help everybody. You know, when I got into this industry over a quarter of a century ago, I thought this job was a science. You know, you get your securities license, you get your life and health license, insurance license, and then you can go out and help everybody. You know, it's just, you learn the rules. There's basic rules. And as long as you don't try to mess with them, you're okay. And then I'm in the job, I don't know, a week and a half, 2 weeks. And I realized this job's not a science. It's an art. I mean, everybody's different. You know, you can get people in their 80s that are way more okay with risk than people in their 20s. You know, my father, he's 28 years older and he never minded risk. He bought stocks and stuff that, you know, I mean, to me, it made me uncomfortable. I was buying fixed annuities. You know, I mean, I'm in my early 30s buying fixed annuities because I didn't want to lose any money. I wanted to protect what I had. So I know that these other shows that I'm hearing, they're doing the right things because we're financial shows. We're supposed to be giving you ideas and rules based on traditional financial planning. I just look around. I mean, look at the world around us. You know, we record on Tuesdays and then this airs on Saturdays. And you know what my biggest fear is every week? Between Tuesday and Saturday, I'm not going to say a bad word, a lot of stuff can come up. So, and by the way, when I look at just the last week and a half, did you know that the commander in chief, Joseph Robinette Biden, did you know that he gave a speech on TV? I don't know. I think it was like a week and a half ago on a Thursday night.
I heard about the speech. I didn't listen to it.
You need to. It was only played on, I think it was MSNBC and CNN. They didn't play it on Fox. They didn't play it on the news channels. You know, this is the president of the United States, whether people like it or don't like it or voted for him or didn't. Or, you know, watch 2000 Mules, whatever the deal is.
I voted for him 5 times.
Did you? Are you from Chicago? Good call. Well, if you haven't seen the speech, you need to. Every single person in this country needs to see the speech. It's very, very dividing, divisive. It's very, I mean, I couldn't believe it. I had trouble finding it. I was actually texting a friend of mine, like, where in the hell is it? You know, you would think it would be on the major networks. And I wound up watching it on YouTube and I had to see it a couple times because I don't care what side you're on. You know, one of our 10 pillars is politics. You know, I, and Anthony, a lot of the times when I say stuff that's more extreme, it's my opinion. I'm not trying to give you your opinion. I think the country is going the wrong direction in a hurry. And when I look at politics and how divided we are, when I look at families disowning their parents or their kids on Facebook, you know, I mean, you can't have Thanksgiving weekend with somebody without having to change your will and trust on Monday. So I think we're getting very divided. I don't care what side of the political aisle you are on. This speech should scare the crap out of everybody in the country because the president actually basically said that about half of the country is a threat to the entire country. Like this is, you know, you hear it. It's a war against good versus evil. evil. It really could come down to that soon. You know, I mean, the president did tell people, you know, regards to the Second Amendment, that you better have, I believe it was F-16s and nukes, maybe it was, if you're going to come up against us. I mean, there's threats going on. And then I listened to the talk news radios the next morning after that speech. And a lot of it was, you know, this is a trap. Don't fall into the trap. You know, be calm, vote. I mean, you know, make sure you vote carefully in November, make sure you vote carefully in 2 years. But, you know, something could tip here. We could go into civil unrest and we could go into a civil war in this country. You know, it is dead serious. You know, when we talk about finances, it's like, well, what does civil war and civil unrest have to do with finances? Well, I would say wait and see, because A, the stock market's going to collapse, which really, I mean, I think it's going to anyway. You know, I mean, I could picture a great depression. We're way overdue. When you have almost 15 years of an uprun in the market and yet personal savings is going down, everything's changing, maybe not for the best, and the market's just, you know, having a great time. You know, I've heard you say to people, Anthony, the market, you know, the stock market is not the economy and the economy is not the stock market. You know, we had a pretty bad first 5 months of the year. And then all of a sudden, I don't know, 5 weeks ago, whatever, everything comes roaring back, like everything's okay. Tell me what's okay. I mean, we were talking a few episodes back about food shortages. You know, we were talking about DEF, the diesel exhaust fluid shortages and baby formula shortages. You know, look what happened with toilet paper in what, April or May of 2020. If that happens with food, you know, hunker down. You know, your finances are going to be the least of your worries if the grocery stores are closed. So, and speaking of that, my understanding, about 11 days from today, which is Tuesday. So when you're hearing this on Saturday, it's going to be roughly, I don't know, 5 days. The train workers are talking about going on strike. So who thinks about trains anymore? Unless you're on Grand Avenue and you get stuck by a train, we're not thinking about trains. You know, everybody's thinking about diesel, the cost of it, and how if there was a trucker strike or something like that happened, we're not going to get food. Well, you know, how do you think the foods get to where the truckers pick up the food and the truckers take the food to the grocery stores? They go on trains. So if we have a train strike, watch out. You know, and what's my answer? We give all these problems week after week. We sound alarms. We're not a traditional financial planning show yet. We will be one day. January 1st. 2023. Get us through the end of this year. You know, Anthony, you always say, what are you waiting for, the light switch?
I hate that you say that all the time.
You hate
nothing's changing.
That's okay. That's okay. No, you're right. Nothing's changing. It's right now we have to deal with the resurgence of COVID and monkeypox. And now I heard over the weekend, measles. We have measles. I don't even know what a measle is. You know, I guess I will soon because, you know, I'm out and about with people. So I'm sure I was exposed. And the midterm elections, you know, this speech that I really urge everybody to go on YouTube and find, this election, it's like, you know, the next couple of months leading up to it. And then I would say, even no matter how the election goes, to get to the end of the year, you know, if the House and the Senate, if they change hands, you know, there's still a couple of months, you know, of unrest possibly to change hands. It's going to be weird. So, you know, when I talk about problems, I have to give you solutions. Here's a solution for you right now. If we had a food shortage, put some extra food under your bed, in your cupboard. If you have a little tiny apartment, you still have places to put a few cases of cans of corn and stuff. You know, I mean, if you're full blown, you know, prepper minded person, buy MREs, you know, do what you and I did, Anthony, not that we're full blown preppers, mostly because we don't know how to do it. We don't have any money. We're always broke. So you're not, because you're not married and you don't have kids. No offense to my wife and kids. You know, we bought a tower garden, plug to our friend Marcy, a tower garden. They're like $800 or $900. So it's a steep outlay at first. And we spent more than that because we bought extra seeds and extra pump and all kinds of stuff. So you can grow your own food. You know, I mean, if the shelves are bare, we have a solution for you. I'm not saying mortgage your house to do so or get a home equity line of credit, but take $500 or $1,000, buy some extra food, something with a good shelf life, probably not pralines and cream ice cream.
Yeah, those buckets from, I think it was like Augusta Farms. I was looking yesterday on Amazon. It's $75 for their lunch and dinner bucket.
Cheap. Yeah. Get some of that stuff. And by the way, with the canned peas and all that stuff, let's say you spend $300, $400, $500 on canned goods and you don't need them. Well, they have a good shelf life, so rotate them into your diet. Let's say you still don't need them. January 1st gets here, the light switch is flipped and everything's okay. And you're sitting here with $500 worth of peas and carrots. Give it to St. Mary's Food Bank or St. Vincent de Paul. Be a hero. Don't even put your name. Just drop it off and help somebody else that's food insecure. Is that the name? food insecure. By the way, we are asking for another, I don't know, I think it is, I took a note on it, but I've got so many notes all over here. I don't know. I think it's like $11 billion to Ukraine. What the hell? You know, we've got people in this country that are hungry. We've got a homeless problem. I know Phoenix is no different. It's growing fast. We've got veterans that are struggling. It's like, let's help ourselves first. When you're on an airplane.
That article you sent me about Ukraine, and they're saying only 30% of those funds are actually making it to the front lines. All the weapons, all the stuff that we're giving them.
Shocking. So maybe there's some money laundering, or maybe there's some, you know, backroom deals. That'd be shocking for you know, I got to be careful what I say. I don't want somebody in a van to pick me up today. Unless there's candy in the van. I'm not dumb. I will only get in the van if there's candy.
No, wasn't Ukraine voted one of the most corrupt countries in the world?
Yeah, it's a fun. We've got politicians, kids working there doing who knows what for millions of dollars. And I don't know.
To be fair, it's not like Russia's any better.
Well, the whole world is corrupt. We got to face that.
Yeah, so, to be fair, we're not much better now that we. That I mentioned this.
No, we're
hard to throw stones when you're, you know, an American as well.
In a glass house or what is it? So, and you're only my stepson. I would send you to Ukraine like all these rich and famous people, but you're only my stepson. So I only halfway care about you. So I'm not going
to
let you.
I was going to say, I don't think you have the political connections to send me to Ukraine to make it worth your while.
Well, I will, because I think there's a van outside my door. I think I'm going to meet some politicians. The longer we do the show, the more I'm just shocked that I don't end up missing in a re-education camp or whatever they are. So back to the food. I know we're getting near the break time. So back to the food thing. Reach out to us. Text us, call us, send a pigeon, but we'll give you ideas on how to do it. We'll give you ideas on where to go. You know, you talk about that Augustin Farms, you know, so we can help you with the food. We also think water, by the way. How much water? People are like, well, you know, 5 gallon thing. Do I buy one of those big blue drums? You should have, this is a starting point. You should have 15 gallons. That's 3 of those 5 gallon containers. You should have 15 gallons per adult and large size dog. There. Jot that down, 15 gallons per large dog and person. That'll get you started.
Like a bad start.
No, not a bad start at all. We need to take a break. But as always, you can reach us at team@anothermoneyshow.com. That's team@anothermoneyshow, easy for me to say, .com. Or call us, 623-523-0444. We want to help you. One person, one couple, one family at a time. And that's, you know, you say we're taking a break from our daily as financial advisors. You know, this radio show is a platform. We get to sound alarms. But during the day, we sit with people and we talk to people and we look at statements and we do all the financial stuff. So, yes, I want you prepared, not scared. But I also want you to know if you have a 401k, we can help you look at your allocations. We can do all that financial stuff.
Well, the show is mostly just to, you know, describe philosophy. I mean, we still do all the normal financial planning. It's just why we think the way we do. I mean, we're overly protective. It's you made that money, don't lose it. Was that Warren Buffett quote? It's like rule number one, don't lose money. Rule number two is referred to rule number one. Like it's that simple, and there's not enough vehicles to really do that, but you know, we can help you with that. So we're going on break. We will be right back.
Remember, all of JR and Anthony's listeners receive a free financial consultation just for listening to the show. Visit anothermoneyshow.com to learn more and schedule an appointment. Thanks for listening to Another Money Show and subscribing wherever you listen to podcasts.
Another weekend, another money show. Visit anothermoneyshow.com.
Welcome back to Another Money Show. Anthony and JR here, and JR is on one today. So whether or not we talk about financial stuff, who knows? But we're going to talk about philosophy, that's for sure. What else do you got for us, JR?
Well, you said the last thing people need, I would say a root canal, but you said the last thing people need is another money show. So we're going to give them what they need, not another money show. We're going to give them ranting today. So during the break, we talked a little bit about politics. You know, yes, it's a financial show, but believe me, politics is playing a big part in our world right now. The division, you know, we have today the adult supervision. Sam Davis, our one and only Sam Davis, is not here today. So we have Jim, and we chatted with him a little bit. And Jim said it perfectly. This is like wrestling. It's like a show. You know, these rallies and stuff. We're waiting for somebody to hit somebody else with a chair. It's like it's all theater. You know, there's nothing left in this country, if you ask me, but the haves and the have-nots. I'm pretty sure that's how the world is. So you think these politicians, I don't care what side, you think they care about you? You know, I mean, we have real world problems for most of us. You know, one of our pillars is the shrinking middle class. If you're ultra wealthy, and ultra wealthy, in my opinion, starts at 5 million and up, and then you can get really ultra wealthy. Talking to you, Elon, we need sponsors. Elon Musk, you know, we're going to move the show to Mars if you sponsor us. So just throwing it out there for you. So, you know, look at, you know, the poor, the impoverished, the poverty level people, we give them tons of help. You know, we give them EBT cards and we give them free internet access and we give them subsidies and SNAP and Section 8 and all this stuff. So they're going to be okay. You know, is it compassion? Are we a compassionate nation and we're trying to help people? No. I mean, I don't think so. I think we don't want people to rise up. I think we're keeping people quiet. So the rich are going to be okay. You know, and by the way, I mean, 25 years ago when I was new here, rich was $1 million. If you had a paid off home, some sort of Buick, you know, I'm in Sun City, so it had to be a Buick of some sort, and you had $1 million, you're okay. You know, healthcare wasn't extremely expensive like it is now and out of control. So now I would say it starts at 5 million. You'll be okay. What do the people do that aren't getting an EBT card, but they don't have $5 million? That's a lot of us. And we are being so used. So, but anyway, enough of politics, back to money. You know, we talk about so many different things. We need this show to be 6 hours. Jim, can you make that happen? Sam's never been able to do that. He keeps us at an hour minus commercials. So electric vehicles, let's talk about that just for a second. EVs. You know, we're going to give subsidies, I guess, I don't know, $7,500. You buy an EV for whatever it is, 60, 70 grand. We're going to give you $7,500. Who's going to give me $7,500? Is that federal money? I believe it is. We're broke. Broke is zero. Broke is you're out. You don't have any money. I mean, I think if you looked in Webster, Merriam, whatever it is, dictionary, I think broke means you're out of money. We are 30 and a half $1 trillion in the hole. And we're giving $11 billion more to Ukraine. We're going to give out subsidies for electric vehicles. By the way, California, I know this is all over Facebook, but California said by 2035, you know, no more gas powered vehicles. You're going to have an electric vehicle. And then like 6 days later, they said, you can't charge your car. Yeah, there's only a handful of them, you know, and you can't charge it. What's going to happen when there's a whole bunch of them and they say, oh, you know, it's going to strain the power grid. Did you hear about Colorado? There were like 22,000 people in Colorado that voluntarily signed up for an energy program where the company has access to their thermostat. Anthony, did you hear about that?
I thought I heard something about that a while back, but I don't. So that actually happened?
It happened last week. Colorado, do a quick search, Google search, DuckDuckGo, whatever your search engine is. Yeah, 22,000 people voluntarily signed up. They got a $100 stipend to sign up. And then I believe they get $25. I don't know if it's a month or a year. I don't care. So, and then the electric company has control of their thermostat. So one day last week, it got over 90 degrees in this city and they gave warnings. They shot you a text or however they do it, that you better turn your air down. And then they shut the air. They shut Jeez. It down for people. I'm like, welcome to your future.
For $100?
For $100. Yeah, but we're doing it to ourselves. This country is so asleep. Do you remember years ago when the big push from all the property and casualty, State Farm, Farmers, Allstate? Do you remember when the big push was, let us put some diagnostic, let us plug something into your car so we can see how fast you're going, if you have jackrabbit starts and heart braking?
Oh, yeah. No, that's gained a lot of popularity. I know a few people that do that.
Well, I hope you never do it because I've driven with you. So you're not a good candidate.
Oh,
you're
no, they would jack up my rate so right? high if they saw how I was driving.
But people voluntarily said, oh, I don't mind the intrusion. Go ahead, come into my car. I mean, you know, your cell phone. I don't know if this is true, but on your cell phone, if you start talking about, you know, your dog food, I said everybody should have 15 gallons for the large dog. Now I'm going to get pop-ups from Chewy and Petco. And oh, we need sponsors. Did I mention that? Chewy and Petco? I'm PetSmart, whatever you guys are. So, yeah, I mean, this is
crazy. I don't think we need any sponsors because then you're going to have to hawk all of their crap.
And I'm going to be pissing people off and then they're going to drop us. It's not good. So speaking of cell phones that are listening to us, we're paying like $1,000 for a cell phone. Like, think about the middle class. If you have 5 million up, good for you. Buy their latest Samsung. You know, the Apple phone comes out. Not only are we paying $1,000 and more for a cell phone, we're waiting in line to do it. You know, what is the new Star Wars movie coming out? What are you in line for? Because I want to get ripped off for $1,000 for this little computer. You know, it's supposed to give us freedom, right? You know, you have this cell phone with you. It's a little computer. You have it everywhere. When's the last time you went to the potty without checking Facebook and Instagram? And, you know, there's so much weirdness. So Back to money, though. I'd like to rant on everything that's bothering me today. But again, we can't seem to get a six-hour show, so I guess that's not going to happen.
Well, then stop wasting time and say what you want to say.
I like wasting time. It's what I do. I talk. I have no skills whatsoever except nonstop talking. Well, I can overeat and oversleep. I do have skills, but I like to talk the best. So, and by the way, back to the electric company. I can't seem to move on. I just saw a commercial recently for APS. You know, if you're in the Phoenix area, you either have SRP or APS. And I saw a commercial and I thought about that. So I don't have a choice, right? I mean, I can't say I'd rather switch over to SRP. You know, I don't like APS. I have no choice. You know, wherever you live, that dictates your power company. So why are you jacking up my rates as often as you are? And then you're spending some of that money to advertise. You know, who are you trying to bring on board, APS? Or are you just, you got too much money and you're trying to spend some of it? Man, I'm going to get in trouble now by the power company. Oh, shoot. If the lights go dark here, you know what happened.
Yeah, I don't think anybody cares enough about your opinion to try to shut you down.
I don't know. I'm not sure if that's true. I think everything I say is super important. All seven of our listeners, I bet they're having a good time today, because you're right. I'm on one today. All right. So why don't we do this? I think we have a little bit of time before the break. Let's go further on the end of the world. You know, we talked about the banks and how we think people should have some cash at home. Yes, we do believe we're going into a central bank digital currency. So, you know, but until that happens, have some cash at home. You know, they're going to give you a window. You can turn it in. So basically, with what to do, if we don't think you probably, you know, this is not, you know, I can't give general advice, but, you know, basically, we don't think you should be trusting the stock and bond markets right now. We think you should be very careful and have your eyes open. We don't think you should have much money in the bank. We have to give you alternatives. One of the ones that keeps coming up is gold and silver. So let's take a break, and then I want to jump into gold and silver, if that's okay with you, Anthony.
Yeah, I like talking about gold and silver.
All right, how do people find us? Nice. What's your address? I need your address. And so lead us into break, Anthony. How do people find us if they want to hear more of this?
All right, you can find us at anothermoneyshow.com or shoot us an email at team@anothermoneyshow.com, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Another Money Show. To learn more and contact JR and Anthony, visit anothermoneyshow.com. You're listening to Another Money Show.
All right, you're back. Anthony Correo, J.R. Rochford, listening to Another Money Show. And of course, you know, we're talking about all the doom and gloom in society. When you talk about doom and gloom when it comes to your finances, gold and silver always come up. So let's give us our, you know, we get a lot of questions on gold and silver and what are our thoughts. So let's give us our thoughts, J.R.
Today's the JR show. I like the last couple of shows because we interacted and you did half the show and I did half. But today, since I'm kind of on fire, I think it's good that I get this out of my system. I'll be better for next week. So no, gold and silver. No, of course I won't. So gold and silver, we get asked about it a lot. It's a store of value. You know, we think inflation is bad, so gold is good. You know, first of all, why is gold and silver this year, 2022, why is it so low? How come it hasn't broken out? I mean, everybody sees we're at the end of the dollar as the world reserve currency. Everybody sees the 40-year inflation. You know, why isn't gold through the roof? Could there be some market manipulation on precious metals? I mean, that's, you know, one question I have. You know, and by the way, when people are buying gold and silver, what do you do? Do you go to a mutual fund company and buy a precious metals fund? Do you actually take possession of the physical gold and put it in your house? Do you get a gold IRA? I mean, how do you handle it? We help people with those answers. But a couple things about gold. I want to give a warning. One thing is moderation. I mean, isn't that the key to life? I mean, do I like Krispy Kreme donuts? Yes. Should I have two? Okay. Should I have 12? Probably not. You know, should you sell all of your 401k and your mutual funds and buy gold? Probably not. A couple things. So with the moderation, What is a standard answer to how much you should have in precious metals if you're inclined to have precious metals? You know, 10%, maybe in serious uncertain times, 15%. But other than that, I'd be careful. Now here's my thought on gold and silver. First of all, what are you going to do with it? So the dollar collapses, you know, there's the civil unrest that I spoke of earlier. people are throwing rocks at each other and you've got a pile of gold. So you're like Scrooge McDuck sifting through your little coins. I can actually picture you doing that, Anthony. So you've got this pile of gold. All right. And I'm going to be very crude and blunt for a second. And believe me, this is not me and you. This is not a specific example. Somebody in an affluent neighborhood has $100,000 worth of gold. Somebody else has an AR-15 or an AK-47 or some kind of scary rifle, and gold goes to $20,000 an ounce. You're not going to be able to buy that person's rifle. That person shall be able to relieve you of your gold. So what if it backfires and gold and silver just make you a target? So that's one problem I have with you know, you got to be careful. The other thing is you can't eat it. So if the stores are bare, if the trains stop running and then the trucks can't get food to the grocery store, what are you going to do with your gold? Well, you're going to barter. So I did a little search yesterday in preparation of discussing gold and silver. I started doing an internet search on how many people own gold and silver. And I found a bunch of sources that seem to kind of match up. 10.8% of the country owns gold of any, you know, not just jewelry, but gold, you know, for a currency. 11.6% of the country owns silver. So when people say, yeah, I know I can't eat it. Yeah, I'm not going to be a target because I got a bunch of friends and we all have, you know, hand grenades and stuff. So you're going to barter with it. If you're hungry, gold is not worth nearly as much as a sandwich. So you just knocked out roughly 90% of your barter ability. If roughly 10% has precious metals, 90% don't. So, you know, really, I mean, 90% of the people, they're not looking in the gold and silver bartering trade, you know. So I'm very skeptical of people that are buying precious metals. Should you have a little bit? Yes. Should you have it in your fireproof safe that's bolted down in your home? Yes. You know, I mean, I wouldn't really trust a safe deposit box at a bank. See our show from 2 weeks ago?
Pretty much every show we talk about how we don't trust the banks. It comes up in one way or another.
Yeah, we're super worried about the banks. A quick recap in case you're joining us for the first time. You know, your FDIC Deposit Insurance Corporation, the FDIC people, your coverage on covered accounts, which means under $250,000, 1.23% currently. So good luck getting your money. We also think the banks are going to close the doors. We believe a bail-in is coming. If you're not familiar with the term bail-in, I would look it up sooner than later. You know, you're all familiar with
past episodes because we've done a couple that are strictly on bail-ins because it's such a massive topic that you really need to be knowledgeable about.
Yep.
Like Jim, we got to talk to Jim today about bail-ins. That was a new term for him. So we're glad Sam's out today because we get to teach Jim some stuff. Seemed like a real happy guy when this all started, and now he's had to deal with us. So we'll see if he ever comes back.
Good luck, Jim. Good luck. Jim's going to have canned peas and corn and silver. Oh, one last thing on the precious metals, because we will move on after the break. We have a friend named Randy who just educated us on something called gold backs. So do an internet search on gold backs.
Well, let's talk about those when we come back just for a little bit, because I found them very, very interesting. I don't think they're the new wave or we're going to talk about it when we get back. You can find us in the meantime at anothermoneyshow.com. We'll talk to you shortly.
Thanks for listening to Another Money Show. If you like what you're hearing, be sure to leave us a rating and subscribe to the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
And we're back. Anthony Correo, J.R. Rochford, you're listening to Another Money Show, and we tried to have a short segment on gold and silver, but of course we didn't finish the thoughts. So talking about gold backs, we had a friend of ours recently bring those up, and we're quite surprised that it's not something we had heard of before. But I dug a little deeper into them, and what they are is they kind of make them like bills. It started out of Utah, and essentially they're in different denominations, and each denomination looks like a currency. It looks like a bill, but inside of that bill is 24 karat gold, which is the purest gold you can find. But it's thousandths of an ounce. So you can have a $1 essentially denomination, which is 1/1000ths of an ounce. You can have a 5, which is 5 thousandths, 10, 50, and 25. I believe, and they've got him out of Utah, Nevada, New Hampshire, and I believe Wyoming is the newest one on the docket. But I find it very interesting. The reason that was brought up to us is they think that this could be, you know, a resurgence of being dependent on gold for our currency. And I'll be honest, I don't see that ever happening. I think it's going to continue to be a fake currency. I think our U.S. dollar will become a U.S. digital dollar. And how that transition occurs, I have no idea. I don't see us going back to a gold standard, but that doesn't mean these aren't worth having. Again, in moderation, right?
Right. And you know what? We cannot go back to the gold standard because we are broke. It's game over. We have relinquished our control of our lives to the politicians. You know, don't forget, gold bugs, they took your gold. Do you know that they said, what was it, 1933 or something? They said, turn in your gold or you're a felon. So a lot of the country that don't want to be a felon turned in their gold. Why can't they do that again? When they go to the digital currency, why can't they shut down Ripple, Ethereum, Bitcoin? Why can't they say you are now only allowed to do your business in the digital currency? And don't get me started on China and social scores and all this stuff, you know, because that's tinfoil hatty. And you know me, I'm very down to earth.
Well, that tinfoil hatty, I mean, it's here. Like it's happening in other countries to think that we're special enough that it can't happen here is, you know, very naive.
All right. So you think I was being serious when I said I'm not tinfoil hatty? I have the biggest tinfoil hat I've ever seen. I look like a Hershey Kiss right now. my entire body is covered. I am wrapped in tinfoil.
But did you look at those gold backs after we talked? Because that was a new term to me. You think that'd be something we would be aware of. But I did quite a bit of research on that this weekend, and I find it fascinating. I picked up some just to have and to kind of see what it's like. But again, I don't think it's a wave of the future, but that doesn't hurt to have.
Well, no. And, you know, the whole thing, I mean, if you have some gold and silver, good on you. You know, I mean, have some moderation. The key is always moderation. You know, with these gold backs, I am very surprised that I just heard the word last week for the first time. You know, and by the way, they've had this forever. You can get fractional gold. I told you about Valcambi bars. And what they are is they're a 1.6 ounce gold piece scored. So it's like perforated into 51 gram pieces. So, you know, if you have a gold $10 piece that's worth, you know, gold goes to the moon, so it's worth $20,000, what are you going to shave some off so you can buy some Q-tips? So the Valcambi bars, you can actually break off a piece and barter with it. Again, you knocked out 90% of the people that are dealing in gold and silver, but sorry. You know what I think is probably, you know, here I go. I'm getting ready to go off the rail again. You know what I think is more important than gold and silver and gold backs and Valcambi bars? Food and water. Let's go a little further. Let's go into more of the, remember when the show Doomsday Preppers was on and they were doing canning and, you know, LDS. I mean, people in the LDS faith, I mean, they've been prepared forever. Those are the original preppers. You know, and anybody that thinks they're a little bit off, it's like in this world right now, they're not off at all. We are. So, but anyway, if things get sketchy and the grocery stores are bare, you already better have what you better have because people are going to be dangerous. You don't want to leave your house. So you better have enough where you can stay in your house until things get sorted out. But when we used to talk about a little more extreme prepping, and by the way, the word prepping, it got kind of a negative connotation. Prepping is from the word prepared, you know, and by the way, you know, when you here, I'm really going to take you, I'm going to time travel back to the first segment. If you go on YouTube and watch the president's speech from a week and a half ago, you know, he calls half the country MAGA extremists, I believe the term is. You know what MAGA stands for, Anthony? I'm sure you do. Make America Great Again. Did you know that? MAGA, Make America Great Again. So you've got a president that's saying, don't make America great again? I mean, I guess I'm a little confused. I would say if you're an extremist of any sort, I don't care what side you're on. Yeah, that's a problem. I don't care if you're extreme, whatever. That's a problem. You know, to just blanket and say people that say make America great again are a problem. Well, to me, that seems like a problem, but that's just me. So back to barterability and doomsday preppers, like how I took us right back without getting off track too bad. So you know what I would have if I were you? I would go to Total Wine and More or BevMo sponsorship. I would go to one of those places and take $500 or whatever your income allows and buy mini bottles. I would get the five main food groups. I would get tequila, vodka, whiskey. What else is there? Tequila, vodka, whiskey.
What are all the food
rum,
groups?
Rum. Yeah. I would spend some money on those things. Don't go to the front of the store where it's, you know, labels like Jack Daniels or whatever. Go to the back where they have the off-brand bottles, because when people can't get into a liquor store, they're not going to really care if it's Southern Comfort or if it's like Bob's whiskey. But buy a bunch of those and put them under your bed. I don't care that you don't drink. I mean, a lot of people are like, well, I don't smoke or I don't drink. Well, yeah, but if the world gets sketchy, you have something to trade. I will give you 10 bottles of Bob's whiskey and you give me a case of corn. Boom, problem solved. Put 10 cartons of cigarettes under your bed. Well, I don't smoke. Well, I understand that. But talk about trade. Would you?
I just did that this weekend. I bought cigarettes for that reason, but also because it was in a vending machine at a bar. When was the last time you saw cigarettes in a vending machine?
How much were they? 10 bucks a pack?
Oh, it was 10 bucks. Oh, I definitely. I don't know what to do with them. I'm just sitting in my office right now, but I was just like, not going to pass up this opportunity to go in a time machine and get cigarettes out of a vending machine.
I'm so glad that an impulse purchase to you, like some people are at the aisle at Walmart checking out, ooh, chapstick, ooh, a little mini bottle of hand sanitizer. Not Anthony. I bought a pack of smokes. So, yeah.
When the world ends, though, I can trade them. So come to me for barters if you smoke and, you know, everything.
So listening audience, all nine of you, seven, I don't know how many followers we have. By the way, we're on YouTube now. We've got like five subscribers. I believe I'm number one, you're number two. Emily, our buddy Emily, she said over the weekend that she signed up to be a subscriber.
We should shout out Wiley too. I think Wiley has listened to every single show that we've done since the beginning. Wiley is our number one fan.
Well, and it's funny. I mean, we're getting more and more people that are saying they're hearing the show. So I think we're getting somewhere slowly but surely. You know, and you know, the younger you kids, you younger people, you know, you can subscribe to the podcast, right? You know, our show is taped on Tuesday. It airs on Saturday at noon on 960 The Patriot, because we are intelligent news talk. But you can also go to our websites and hear the radio shows, all the ones we've done. You can also subscribe to the podcast. So that's pretty cool. You can find us a lot of ways.
I didn't think, you know, anybody my age listened to AM radio, and I had lunch with my buddy Abel this weekend, and he was very excited to find out that we were on 960. He said that's his Saturday, his weekend go-to. He said he throws it on in the background.
Nice.
So here's you, Abel, too.
I listen to AM radio on the weekends because it's my job. I mean, you know, we manage money without a crystal ball.
You listened to 11 of them this weekend.
I did, but who's counting? And it was amazing how similar they are. One other thing about the 11 shows, you do realize a lot of these shows are saying, if you have 200,000, if you have 250,000, there's one guy in Phoenix who, I didn't hear it this weekend, but I've heard his show before. And he says, if you have $1 million, you know, you're welcome to sit with me. It's like, really? I mean, you know, if you have $49, you're welcome to get a second opinion at Rochford and Associates. Maybe one day we'll be so big, we'll have to join them and then stop making fun of them. But you know, for me right now, if you have minimums,
I would not be in this office if we ever did that.
I agree. I agree. Yeah. We might have to, you know, turn people away. We might have to hire a rep. We might have to figure something out, but yeah, we're here to help people.
No. Yeah.
We're going to turn everybody away.
Never going to be that office.
I'm anti-sales. I think timeshare salespeople, used car salespeople, and financial advisors are slimy. So I don't like us. I don't like you. I like me. I don't like you. No offense. I'm just kidding. I'm self-loathing. I don't like myself. So back to barterability. If you put 10 cartons of cigarettes under your bed, you know, one of the arguments is I don't smoke. That's good. You're not doing it for you. You know, and again, I mean, give it away, be a hero, find some poor, you know, there's a lot of people. Cigarettes are expensive. There's a lot of people that need a handout. So give them away later. The mini bottles, let's say you have $500 worth of mini bottles under your bed and things don't hit the fan. And by the way, I hope I'm wrong. All of the alarms that we're sounding, I do hope I'm wrong. It's not like, oh, JR, you can't wait for this to happen. No, I really don't want any of this to happen.
Well,
I just think
the super smarter than us guy, Michael Burry, that predicted the crash in 2008. I mean, didn't that guy cash out pretty much all of his stocks and got out and is kind of just waiting things out? I mean, you don't have to just take advice from us. I get that we're nobodies, but there are a lot of very smart people out there that are sounding alarms. There's also a lot of very smart people out there that are telling you everything's fine. But you got to understand, those people telling you everything is fine have a lot to gain by telling you everything is fine. They need to be able to get out first, and then you can tag along.
Right. Well, and our industry is based, I mean, the foundation of our job, it's not financial. It's 100% sales. You could be the most honest financial advisor on the planet. And if you don't make your production requirements with whatever firm you're with, you're gone. I don't care how caring you are to these families, you're gone if you're not selling. So, and you know, I mean, obviously with our office, I mean, we have a lineup. We can help people with long-term care, asset-based long-term care, insurance products. You know, we can help people with the securities. You're helping people with securities if it's appropriate. You know, if you're 26 years of age, should we put you in a fixed annuity? You know, maybe.
If it's meant for retirement, I moved all of my retirement money into fixed index annuities.
But you're what?
But I also 77? Have a TD account for miscellaneous pot stocks that, you know, could be something in 5-10 years.
Pot stocks. That's good. Tell the listening audience on AM radio. Well, Wiley's listening. So maybe we have some younger viewers are like, yeah, Anthony likes pot stocks.
And no, I mean, people. I like it's a wave of the future. You're right. You know, the way people try to talk about NFTs being the wave of the future or digital currency, private digital currency. You know, I don't believe in either of those. I do think there's going to be a massive marijuana market. I mean, there already is. So when it becomes federally legal, I think there's a lot of money to be made. So I got no qualms with that.
No, I agree. And you're looking for opportunities. I mean, people that don't smoke marijuana, they can still invest in it. You know, I remember when I was young in the industry, we would have people from my father's church that wanted socially responsible mutual funds. One of the ones we found was, I believe it was a Catholic fund called Ave Maria Funds. And what they did was they avoided alcohol, tobacco, gambling, all the things that are like considered vices.
So they didn't do very well, did they?
They didn't perform as well as a lot of the other mainstream funds. And it was interesting because when people realized that, sometimes they added mutual funds to their portfolio that were not exactly Ave Maria funds. So I wonder if that fund's still out. I need to research some of this stuff that I used to represent. So we have so much to do. And today was about sounding alarms extra. Like I want to be able to point this episode out to people, you know, what to do if things get sketchy. Well, proactive, not reactive. That we're always saying that. You have to buy the food and water now. You can't wait. You know, the toilet paper, the people that had, you know, the big Costco or Sam's Club Members Mark things of toilet paper, they didn't have to go out. You know, don't forget they had National Guard people. We forget our attention span is nil. They had National Guard people at Walmarts around the country to keep people orderly. And that was toilet paper. When there's a food shortage, holy cow. I mean, believe me, you don't want to be out of your house. So today's advice, make sure that you get a second opinion on your stuff. Know what you have. It's your money next to your health. It's pretty important. Make sure that you at least open your mind to having some food, some water, some cash, some gold bags.
That's just, you got to think our listeners are in Arizona, but if you live on a coastal city, you've got rolling blackouts, you've got storms, all kinds of things. So some people are prepared for the worst. We kind of get, you know, Arizona is so easy to live in. So even in normal times, this is good advice. So that's it for our show today. If you like what you heard, you have any questions about any of the topics today, or if you want to sit down to review your personal situation, you can reach us at team@anothermoneyshow.com. Find us on the web at anothermoneyshow.com or subscribe to Another Money Show wherever you listen to podcasts. There are no minimums. There are no costs for appointments. You have nothing to lose by getting a second opinion. And we will see you next Saturday right here on 960 The Patriot.
Thanks for listening to Another Money Show. You deserve to work with a private wealth management firm that will strategically work to protect your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation, visit anothermoneyshow.com. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Rochford Financial are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results.
Fixed annuities, including multi-year guaranteed rate annuities, are not designed for short-term investments and may be subject to restrictions, fees, and surrender charges as described in the annuity contract. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuer.